We'd run, I'd just listen to those captains and pilots talk, and we'd go 2 or 3 days sometime and never meet a boat.
Really?
2 or 3 days and never meet a boat.
And was that a low traffic area?
Oh, no traffic. You didn't have the boats back then. They just wasn't. It just, you had boats, but there wasn't nothing like they are now.
Yeah.
I mean, well, man, you can't go 6 hours without meeting 2 or 3. Or if you go 6 hours, you've had a, you know, there's a, you've had a good voyage. But it's just something that you just don't hardly do it without meetings. One or two, and maybe 6, 7, 8. But back then, they'd go 2 or 3 days without meeting the boat.
There's just more boats now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot more boats. Mm-hmm. It's like 52 over here. I've come over and looked at those log boats. Sometimes they'd go 2 or 3 days and never lock a boat. Mm-hmm. Then sometimes they'd lock one. And when I started to work on the river, when I started to work for Hoagland Boys Line, there was 47 locks from Cairo to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. When you get into the city of Pittsburgh, you had to make 47 locks.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's less than about 20, no more than 20. I could be off on that. I hadn't since I put in all the big locks. But at that time, it was 47 locks from the time you left Cairo to the time you got to the city of Pittsburgh. That's how many locks controlled the Ohio River. And you had, I don't know, counting the locks going up the Cumberland River, we'd go to Nashville, we'd run into Nashville. And you had those, starting at Lock F over at Edible, you'd have, I think it's four. Then when you got above Cheatham Lock, you had two more that you had to open by hand. The lock gates you opened by hand. It wasn't automatic by air. The deck crew had to jump up there and open those gates with the captain by hand. Four of us running around and around, a captain opening the gates. We'd put the barges in, and then we'd have to open the other gates on the other end. And pull the barges out the same way, you know, if we had to double lock it. But that's changed considerably since it's Barkley Lock. In fact, it just made just two locks on Cumberland River now, up to Nashville. Above Nashville, I don't know. But up to Nashville, just two locks controlled for Cumberland River. Tennessee River, you had a lot of old locks on it, and they're still in operation. The ones above, the ones up in Alabama, they're still in operation. The older locks are still in operation. They still got some of the smaller locks up there. But the main locks from, you got Kentucky Lock, Pickwick, and Wilson. Those three locks there has been changed to 1,000 feet. And I'm thinking that above there, I think it's still like it were when it first built, above Wilson. But I hadn't been up there in years. So.